US whistleblower Edward Snowden has now asked Russia for political asylum. Russian officials have confirmed a request has been made. Mr. Snowden had been seeking asylum in Ecuador. He's believed to be holed up at the moment in a hotel at Moscow Airport. Egypt's army is preparing to step in to end that country's political crisis. It's given President Mohamed Morsi and his opponents 48 hours to resolve their differences, or it will directly intervene with its own political roadmap. Thousands of anti-government protesters have once again poured into Cairo's Tahrir Square. 16 people have died in the unrest. The United States is mourning the death of 19 firefighters killed while battling wildfires in Arizona. It's the highest death toll of firefighters since the September 11 attacks. The fires are still burning out of control. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, is preparing for his first meeting with business since returning to the top job. Mr. Rudd says he wants to improve relations with the business community, and he'll be meeting the Business Council this morning. Business groups are urging the government to scrap the carbon tax and move immediately to an emissions trading scheme. And the Immigration Department has confirmed a 16-year-old boy has ended a five-day hunger strike at Pontville Detention Centre near Hobart. The department says the boy was seen eating food yesterday evening. The case has reignited debate over holding children in detention.